This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a celebrity. I didn't know the term celebrity, so I would say Miss America. You know, my sister would laugh, going, "You're not going to be Miss America." I go, "Why not?" I go, "Look at you. You're never going to look like that." All right, so I'm not going to be Miss America. Then I wanted to be in a movie. Yeah, like Jaws. No, I don't want to be in a movie like Jaws, but I wanted to be in a movie where I would, you know, look all pretty and, you know, no, that's not going to happen to you also. But I've always wanted to be a celebrity, and I always thought that if I was going to become a celebrity, you know, and in the movies, have posters like Farrah Fawcett and of me, well, one, I'd wear a bra. I remember I was horrified as a kid. I would see a Farrah Fawcett poster going, "Oh my gosh, people can see her boobies." I'm like, "Oh no, I'm going to have to wear a bra later." My mom and sister kind of looking at me like, "You're just clueless, just clueless." And so now it's like, "Oh my gosh, I get why Farrah Fawcett didn't wear the bra. This is horrible. Bras are so stifling." But I always imagined if I ever became a superstar, I would be so cool. I'd be just giving money to everybody. I would be so nice to the bodyguards. I would be so happy because I would be rich. I would have a job. I would have fans. It just, you know. And it's interesting how we hear these celebrities have meltdowns. And these celebrities are toxic, or they're mean, or they don't tip. And I really don't like to call out a lot of the celebrities. I'm sure you guys have seen, you know, some of the headlines. But me being in Vegas, we get celebrities here all the time. And so when you are friends, or you're a doctor of some of the patients that work at these casinos, and they see the stars come in and take the tip off the table that their partner dropped, or when you see them mean, or, you know, it's like, okay, who the heck are you? So you were in a movie? So you made an album? Come on. And so it's really interesting to see what happened with Ellen DeGeneres. Now, I don't know much about Ellen DeGeneres. I haven't met her. I loved Dory and Finding Nemo, and I think she did an excellent job. And I think on her show, she does a fantastic job. But about a year or two ago, it came out that it's a toxic work environment. There was bullying, apparently sexual harassment, racism, all sorts of stuff had come out. And once somebody felt comfortable enough to say, "Look, whatever you see on the show is BS. Behind the scenes, it's, you know, a blood sport." You know, people started to, move towards canceling Ellen. And we're being told that the ratings plummeted, and after 19 seasons, they're done. Over 3,000 episodes. And again, I don't know much about Ellen DeGeneres, and I'm not here to criticize her or to defend her. But I really do have a problem with toxic work environments, having worked in toxic work environments. It doesn't have to happen. And a work environment doesn't have to be so tense. You know, we see many people not excited and enthusiastic about going back to work. It's not all about the money and getting extra unemployment and making more money and being able to Netflix and see your kids and go to the bathroom. It's also because going to work was toxic. I mean, I've worked in places where the people around you are just, it's all they want to do is mess with you. But then I've worked in some places, like I worked at UMC Quick Hair, it was awesome. Oh my gosh, my coworkers were fantastic. I've worked in places where management was so good When you have good management, it is a pleasure to work there. Yeah, there's stress, but the stress then should only come from the customers. It shouldn't come from within. Most jobs are stressful enough. And if you have stress from the management, from the family part of it, then it's not being run properly. Because you can never control customers. You can never control patients. You can't control their attitudes. Yeah, you could, you know, foster a more harmonious type of atmosphere so they're less grumpy, and that is on you, and you know, in terms of not making them wait long and giving them good customer service. But if your stress is the inside, the behind the desk, no, that's a problem. And so I just don't understand how, if you are a star and you have your own show, and you know, I get there's pressures, why you have any other emotion but gratitude towards those around you that have helped you be who you are. You know, one thing I find fascinating is when I watch stars and celebrities or, you know, political figures, they have bodyguards, they have aides, maybe there's a makeup artist, there's, I don't know if you guys saw Veep, there's somebody with a bag. I mean, these are people all there for you. Where's the gratitude? All those people are there for you. And you hear the, well, where is this? Where is this? Where is it? Okay, well, they're not your slave. And if they're either, an employee is a partner. Maybe that's it. Maybe I grew up learning that if you have an employee, they're not an employee. You're not their boss. You're their partner. You know, with my medical office that I had for years, my nurses weren't under me. My nurses were at my level because I'm only as good as my staff. My front desk is at my level. They could call me Dahlia. Even in front of patients, I didn't care. I didn't need a hierarchy because it's teamwork. If I don't have them, I can't run an office. And so, you know, when you see stars, and I'm not accusing Ellen DeGeneres per se, but I don't understand how, if all these people are running around trying to make you a show and get you dressed and get, you know, it's thank you. It's, gosh, you guys are awesome. I just couldn't imagine it. Maybe, I don't know, if it ever happens to me, I'll get grumpy because somebody caught an angle of my butt or, you know, got the thigh shot or something that then South Park finds and makes a whole episode on like they did with Oprah. But I don't know. I just don't get it. But if you're rich and a celebrity, gosh, only smiles and hugs and bonuses should be coming from you. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, what are we going to do for the next pandemic? And I know many people are so sick of the topic of pandemic that we're like, look, you know, let's just take a breather from COVID, and we're going to be fine as long as President Trump doesn't run for office again and somebody decides to make a big deal about a viral pathogen. I don't look at COVID being that. I don't. COVID was real. I don't think it was all about Trump like people think. I think maybe there was some politicization in terms of Trump would bring up certain treatments that might need to be looked at. And he never said to inject bleach into the body. But, and we talked about that. You know, Trump wanted to always show he was off the cuff. And so when they were talking about how certain chemicals can kill it on tables and outer surfaces, rather than being very academic about it, saying, wouldn't it be amazing if some of these in vitro anecdotal reports of virus demise be applied to an in vivo application in the terms of a safe pharmaceutical. He didn't say it that way. What he said was, I don't have his exact quote, but wouldn't it be great if there's something like that you could put into the body to kill COVID? So Trump's off the cuff, not the best speech maker, but orator, but and people decided to politicize it, saying he wanted people to inject bleach. What are you talking about? Hydroxychloroquine, a drug being used on many people for COVID. A lot of back and forth data on it being harmful, it being helpful. Would have loved to see more people study that. So, yes, there was a lot of politics involved, unfortunately, with the COVID pandemic, which I think should not exist with the next pandemic. But there is going to be another pandemic. And the reason why I feel we're going to have some other pandemic is because I don't trust where the first one came from. When you have the World Health Organization sitting on their thumbs, nobody being aggressive early on with this and figuring out where the lab leak was or where the source came from, then that means somebody got away with something. And they could do it again. You know, what's interesting, they talk about whenever there's a mass murder or a mass shooting, they say we shouldn't put it in the news and post the person's picture all over the place and in a way make them infamous or her infamous, because then it'll goad other people into doing it. I don't really know how much I agree with that statement. But for anybody who, let's say, did do this purposely, this is a huge ego boost to see them, you know, bringing a world to their knees. And it is unfortunate, even if this wasn't done on purpose, if this was an accident, there are, I believe, very bad entities out there that are watching what just happened and thinking to themselves, really? All we have to do is release a bad bug that we don't have a vaccine for. And it's frightening because the publicity and the public response to this and us not being in control and us being prepared was very, very apparent. So, you know, our swiftness, our speed, our, you know, we're not going to let somebody take us down. You know, we're going to secure the borders. These types of things are very imperative to giving the attitude of how to prevent the next one from happening. Now, I'm not the only one kind of concerned about what we're going to do to prevent the next pandemic from happening. The World Health Organization also wants to look at the missteps. Governments need to act swiftly, they say, and be ready to restrict travel or mandate masks even before anyone knows the extent of the threat. Now, that's according to a pair of new reports delivered to the World Health Organization. They say the studies are intended to address missteps over the past year that led to more than 3.25 million deaths, some $10 trillion in economic losses, and more than 100 million people pushed into extreme poverty. Can I say something on that? They say $10 trillion in economic losses. And here we are passing trillions of dollars of stimulus packages to America alone. Either if it was a global $10 trillion loss, it shows we're kind of spending a lot of money in America. But that's a different topic for a different day. So according to the report, they say current institutions, public and private, fail to protect people from a devastating pandemic. This was one of the reports they said, which the COVID-19 pandemic was the 21st century Chernobyl moment. Without change, they say this will not prevent a future one. So I've seen them compare COVID to Chernobyl. And I don't know if I agree with that. So remember with Chernobyl, back in the 80s, the big nuclear reactor explosion during a test, something failed, and there was a
I believe, a reaction, and the science behind it is pretty technical, but unfortunately it caused meltdown, it caused explosion, it caused there to be miles of nuclear debris, and they kept the media from covering it. They didn't evacuate people. Everybody was so worried about how to keep this hush-hush and how to protect everybody's butts, and they couldn't go and see the damage. And then they finally did try to go and see the damage, and that's when they saw how bad it was. And I, although, wouldn't you see the smoke and the plume going up into the sky? They thought it was just a fire. I don't think they realized how much nuclear debris and radioactive debris was going out there. So the parallel of keeping it quiet and not telling everybody until it's too late, we could relate to what China did and the thousands of people affected by COVID. But this is where I have to say something as a doctor. I don't know what control we could have had as business owners or teachers or parents. When you have an infectious disease, we wash our hands. We try not to cough on people. We try to make sure we're not in enclosed spaces, and we make sure we have more ventilation. We become more clean. We make sure we have access to doctors and come up with additional facilities to treat people. I don't think closing down nail salons and restaurants and bars was the answer. And I think this is going to be debated till the dawn of time. I mean, it's going to be debated for centuries on if we saved lives or if it didn't do jack diddly squat. And when you look at other states who didn't close down as strictly, the numbers were pretty comparable to those that did. And let's say some of the states say, look, no, we actually did better closing down. We did cut back some of the deaths. Then the answer is, was it worth it? And then are we going to see the number of deaths that the lockdowns caused? The addiction relapses, the suicide, the domestic abuse or killings. Are we going the lack of blood pressure treatment and diabetes treatment, cancers getting caught. The experts now want to prevent the next pandemic, and they say the World Health Organization is underpowered, underfunded. So I hope this isn't, okay, well, we need to give them more money. I understand why Trump was pretty upset with them, but I do believe that the World Health Organization or maybe another entity needs to do their job. And if they do need funding and to police and do the work they need to do, and they do what we're paying them to do, then I think it is worth the money. Since the H1N1 pandemic in 2009, there have been 11 high-level commissions and panels that produced more than 16 reports, the vast majority of recommendations never implemented, according to the New York Times. Well, then what are we spending our money on? We spend hundreds of millions of dollars on these agencies. So do I think we're going to have another pandemic? Absolutely. Pathogens come and go. That's what they want to do, whether it's flu, whether it's another COVID, whether it's Ebola. I do like the idea that we do have a means to go virtual, but we have a lot more work to do. Let's take your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's crazy. I was told last night gas was going to go up 20 cents a gallon. So I filled all my vehicles up and all my gas cans. Now today there's no gas.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as states from New Jersey to Florida are suffering from a truck driver shortage combined with the fallout from a pipeline operator's network being breached. About 25% of gas stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel and 20% in Georgia. A change has been made by Republicans when it comes to House leadership.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are pushing the Biden administration to provide information about what the U.S. government knows about the potential origins of COVID-19 and if the virus accidentally escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
The evidence is stacking up in favor of the lab leak hypothesis, but admittedly, we don't know. And what I'm saying is we should know. We need to get to the bottom of it. Shouldn't we at least examine the lab leak hypothesis and understand if U.S. money was involved in it?
Gallagher also writing a letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci asking for answers regarding the NIH's relationship with the Wuhan lab. President Biden is meeting with Republicans and Democrats at the White House to discuss his infrastructure deal and the job plans he proposed. The president welcoming Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, along with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877 DOCDALI. We have Dorian from Maryland. Hi, Dorian. How are you? Oh, okay. I think we lost him. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as the vaccine rolls out, we are having teenagers now start to line up to get the COVID vaccine. And apparently a handful of states have actually jumped ahead of the CDC committee to start offering the vaccine to teens aged 12 to 15. Apparently, they are getting ready. Delaware, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arkansas reportedly has begun offering the shots as soon as the FDA expanded the emergency use authorization. Now, I thought that was supposed to come tomorrow. I don't think they could technically give the shots until it's approved, but a spokeswoman for Georgia's public health agency told Reuters that shots were offered right away, in part to avoid the risk of turning the young person away and them not returning. 12-year-old in Atlanta, Jane Elenorma, got her first dose Tuesday at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium after her mother booked appointments immediately after the FDA's decision on Monday. I thought we were getting official approval tomorrow, so I apologize. So they say, under all relevant legal authority, once the FDA gives approval, a prescriber is permitted to prescribe the vaccine. But the shots are supposed to be offered for residents 12 on up, beginning, I guess, the next day. Anyway, other states have begun preparing for the next phase of vaccine rollout. They've been planning clinics at schools on weekends so teens could find convenient options, but are awaiting the final word from the CDC before administering the shots. So the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices meets today to discuss the safety of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to teens. Then they vote on recommendations. Then the vote goes before the CDC Director, Dr. Michelle Walensky, for final approval. Now, she has previously revealed that her own children, the youngest of which is 16, have been vaccinated. She would encourage all parents to get their age-eligible teens vaccinated and for kids to talk with their parents about the shot. They say many parents and young teens see the shots as a way to get a little bit more freedom. Others are hoping for vaccines to reach children before the beginning of summer camps. Now, 12 to 15, and we talked about this. I know a lot of parents are a little antsy going, please, I do not want to make this decision for my kids. And the COVID vaccine in kids makes people antsy. I'm not that worried as a doctor about the side effects because I believe if the vaccine is exactly the way they told us, it doesn't really follow a scientific logic that could hurt the child. So if the mRNA vaccine, the mRNA gets into the cell, doesn't touch the DNA, the cell reads the directions to make spike proteins, and that's the only directions it's being given, makes the spike proteins, body's immune system sees the spike proteins, and then is able to mount an immune response, the mRNA dissolves, goes away. Mission Impossible. I don't think it goes like that. The spike proteins go away, just the antibody immune response remains. That sort of process, to me, is very benign from a pediatric standpoint. But I do get when a parent says, Dr. Dahlia, it's been less than a year. We haven't even studied kids for longer than a couple months. I want to wait. I understand that. I'm not going to shame them and call them anti-vaxxers and all the things that the media is bullying, people into feeling. But I also understand that if we want to reach herd immunity and we're seeing these variants affect younger kids, there's going to unfortunately need to be an embracing of the vaccine in the pediatric population. Now, we spoke about this yesterday. What is putting things on a more slower path is when you start looking at the pediatric population, they aren't, kids aren't little adults. They're not little, mini-me's of adults. The whole pediatric growth spurts and development make things a little bit more dynamic than the adult population, which is why this was tested in the adult population. It was easier. Let's just deal with the adults, show it's safe in adults, and then we can deal with the kids later. So with kids, it's not just, if the kid is half the adult's age, cut it in half. It doesn't work that way. With pediatrics, the dosing could be different. You need to make sure it doesn't interact with other vaccines. You need to make sure there's a compliance issue. And with kids these days being so much more allergic to peanut butter than we were, they might have a different immune system than we do. I never saw this many peanut allergies. I went to 12 schools, and I think at most I might have only heard of one peanut allergy. Now, some people weren't that open about stuff. Now people Instagram and Snapchat their peanut allergy all over the place. But I don't remember kids being deathly sick from peanut butter. All we did is eat Skippy peanut butter. And then would run into people with our chocolate and peanut butter to make those, Reese's commercials. going, you got peanut butter on my chocolate. You got chocolate on my peanut butter. Oh, it's so yummy. I mean, yeah, with kids, all we did was bathe ourselves in peanut butter. Nowadays, kids are really darn allergic to it. So the immune system could be a little different. These companies have to take this into account, and they need to go slower, because if they get this wrong and they give the wrong amount, let's say, or the wrong adjuvant or something in that vaccine that doesn't bode well with the kid, it is going to be all over the news, and parents will be, oh, heck no. I'm not taking this vaccine. No way. My kids isn't getting it. So they have to be very careful. So the groups, if you're noticing, it's opening up from 12 to 15. 12 to 15. They're a little bit more of the sturdier kids because, you know, the Pfizer vaccine is indicated for 16 on up. So the other vaccines are only 18 on up. So Pfizer was able to go, okay, if we're good in 16-year-olds, we should be good in 15-year-olds, most likely 14, 13, 12. Now, the 12 to 15 age group is puberty time. But based on the science, I don't see how it could interfere with puberty. Not, I mean, if the mRNA vaccine is working exactly like it is. So for those people concerned about their, you know, puberty, adolescent, you know, child getting the vaccine, I'm not worried about that. Then the age groups are going to go from 6 to 12, from 2 to 6, and 6 months to 2. And then they're going to look at those groups of individuals. And rather than taking the dose of a 16-year-old and knocking it down a little bit to the 12 to 15-year-old and then knocking it down, they're going to do it differently. They're going to try the smallest dose they think is needed and see what it does and then work up. And if it didn't do jack diddly squat, then they go, okay, good, now we go up. So they're going to titrate up rather than titrate down, which is a safer way to go. Same thing with medications. You know, how much of an antibiotic does the kid need in order to knock out the infection? Just as little as possible. Antibiotics, it's a little differently because you really want to saturate. If you give too little, bacteria can become resistant and then can take advantage. So when it comes to that, we're very aggressive sometimes with antibiotics, but again, with the testing process, we go really, really light. So I do foresee them getting approval of this vaccine. If the mRNA technology is what they say it is, and it looks like it is, then I don't think we're going to have a much of an issue when it comes to the vaccine and safety. But before we start giving it out, I want to make sure all eyes have been on the data. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you that are a little hesitant on the vaccine, some of you guys have said you're going to get it. But what you want to do is you want to wait until more data. Or you want to wait until the booster. So you're not jumping into getting the vaccine. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And to maybe rethink your strategy about that vaccine always being there for you when you change your mind. And the reason why is America is under a lot of pressure now to give some of their stockpile to other countries. And if Americans are not very enthusiastic about the shot,
I think in my neck of the woods, the local police department, only 40% have been vaccinated, 60% nope, don't want it. That was some report that I saw in the last 24 hours. Other countries are like, fine, if Americans don't want the shots, give them to us. And they have a point. They do have a point. If India, as overwhelmed as they are, having hundreds of thousands of new cases every day, doesn't have enough vaccine, and you have a country where people are, let me just wait. I'll think about it in July. Revisit. Let's have this conversation in July. And, hold it for me. That's not going to happen. So if you want the shots, or you think you're going to want the shot, get the shot. But if you don't think you're going to want to get the shot, then we're going to have to give it to these other countries. Just don't think that there's going to be a pharmacy that'll have them sitting around for you when you finally get around to it and change your mind. That's kind of the issue here. So the Red Cross has warned us that cases are exploding in Asia. Exploding. Now, because of our fatigue with COVID and, us having to close down our businesses and trying to hire workers back so we could get our business up again and trying to go to graduation and weddings and get our lives back, many people have tuned out the news. They aren't seeing what's happening in Israel, which is horrifying. I mean, Hamas and Israel firing rockets and people dying. It's a very, very scary time right now in Israel. And people really aren't really watching the news anymore because they're like, look, time to get our lives back. I'm done with being home. I'm done watching the news. I'm done with politics. We're getting our lives back. Meanwhile, there's people going, excuse me, you got to look at what's going on around here. So the Red Cross said there are multiple countries in Asia that have exploded with COVID in the last 12 days. Apparently 5.9 million new confirmed infections, 7 out of 10 countries globally, are doubling their infection numbers in Asia and the Pacific. Laos took just 12 days to see their cases double. The number of confirmed infections in India has doubled in under 2 months to more than 23 million. Oxford University's Our World Data reported more than 5.9 new COVID-19 infections in Asia and Pacific during the last 2 weeks. We're seeing Indonesia have spikes. So there's vaccine shortages. Their hospitals are overwhelmed. These countries are asking for help. And who are they going to ask? The United States. We're on the beach in bikinis, while in India, dead bodies are being washed up on the beach. It's a very, very dichotomous, it's a very, very scary scene on one, and it's a party scene on the other. So I get how in America, public officials are a little concerned when people are saying, I don't want the vaccine. And I know parents are a little stressed because they're going to have to make a decision for their kids. And I know many of them are like, well, let's just wait till the school year in September. You might not have the vaccine. If the patent gets suspended, because Biden's under pressure to do that, and Pfizer's not going to make money on the shot and pumping out more shots for America, but they're going to make money pumping out more shots for these other countries, we're going to have a vaccine shortage here. Now, some people say, Dr. Dahlia, you know what, but we're good. In America, the numbers are good. The hospitalizations are going down. We're going to be fine. I hope so. I hope we vaccinate enough individuals, but I don't want to say we're out of the woods yet. I'm really nervous about this India COVID variant. I'm worried about one of the California variants. And we're still worried about the UK variant. I'm definitely worried about the Brazilian variant and the South African variant. Our vaccines are supposed to offer some protection. Not 100%, obviously. Not the 95% for those variants. But it'll offer some protection. I got my vaccine, so I feel good. But these variants are already coming to the United States. I live in Nevada, southern Nevada. The India variant has been now detected. Apparently there was a woman in her 20s, no recent travel. So we don't think it's a migrant that came across the border and came to Nevada. We believe it's a Nevadan that hasn't traveled anywhere. She didn't require hospitalization, but her COVID test turned up positive for the India variant. Now, these India variants, the 1.6171 and the 1.6172, that's the one, the second one is what was found in the case in Nevada. These are the variants that are exploding in India right now. And they have multiple mutations. Remember, they called them the double mutant or the triple mutant. They have tons of mutations. But the main mutations that this B6172 has, or the lineage of the B617, is they have the E484Q mutation, the L452R, the T19R, the Dyson, or D950N. Hold on a second. See, they call it the E484Q. They call it the EEK mutation, the DN550N, the T478K. So there's a bunch of mutations. What these mutations do is they allow the immune escape. These mutations allow it to escape one's immune system, which is why we're seeing a lot of younger people get affected. And it could cause the spike protein to be more infectious and to be able to latch on to the ACE2 the ACE2 receptor better. That's the L452R. But this B1617 variant has uniquely the P681R mutation. Oh, I'm giving you guys a pop quiz. Oh, yeah. I am writing the pop quiz as we speak. I really want to pop quiz you guys' butts on this because I want to make sure that you guys know the mutations. But anyway, this P681R mutation allows the virus to replicate faster. Now, we haven't been talking about viral replication and how quickly they've been replicating. We've been just saying, oh, it's more easily transmissible. Yeah, this one is more transmissible. I suspect the UK variant that is now the predominant strain here in America has something similar which causes the replication to be so much faster. So we're looking at a virus that is a lot newer than that wild type that our vaccines are prepared for, and it could overwhelm our current lack of herd immunity. Just one case. I mean, currently in the United States, or actually, I don't have full United States numbers for all the variants, but where I live in Southern Nevada, there's at least 242 cases of the UK strain. There's about 5 cases of the South African strain, 5 cases of the California strain, 28 of the Brazilian strain. And remember, those are cases where somebody mild or sickly got a test. But the average person that's calling in with COVID symptoms isn't getting tested. So that's honestly a big challenge on our end with in terms of finding out what the numbers really are. So the moral to this is if you are at least on the fence about getting your vaccine, I don't know if I would wait, because if countries are going to demand it, then it's not going to be just sitting there for you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.